You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Brought to you by our good friends at B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They're the professionals in the Big Black Trucks. You'll find them at bigblacktrucks.com. This is when we bring you another Indiana Original with our friend Mel McMahon. Hello, Mel. Hello, Mel.
One more time, Terry. Say it one
Hello,
more time.
Hello, Mel.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great.
Everything okay with Indiana Originals?
Oh, it's great. It's growing. You know what? New businesses pop up in this state every day, and we would love to help them. If you are an Indiana Original business and you don't want to feel like you're on an island by yourself, we would love to bring you into our super supportive community of business owners and customers. So learn more about Indiana Originals at IndianaOriginals.com. And our sponsor, B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, they're an Indiana Originals member,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are. And over 50 years, family-owned, locally-owned, and Beth Rovazzini and Dave Machine, all of those guys over there working hard to make sure you're okay 24 hours a day when it comes to all of your heating and cooling and drains and plumbing and everything. They do it all.
They do it all. And you know what? A lot of our Indiana Originals members do it all, too. It's not just products. Lots of people think that we just promote products. But no, it's attractions. It's service providers. And sometimes we have a member who kind of has it all wrapped into one. And that's who we have with us in studio today. So Ryan Schliemann of
Yay!
Freedom Foods, thank you so much for coming down from Wolcott, Indiana.
Thank you, Mel. It's a pleasure to be here.
For our members who are not familiar with Wolcott, tell us where that's located.
About an hour and a half north of Indianapolis. And it's just a small town of a farming community. And that's where we're located, just outside of Wolcott.
So if you are on the interstate, there is an exit sign, and it's W-O-L-C-O-T-T.
That's right. Yep, 231.
But we're in Indiana, yeah. So we say Wolcott.
So we say Wolcott.
Instead of Wolcott.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you grow up there, Ryan?
Yes, I did. My wife and I did.
And
yeah.
From a farm family?
That's correct.
You knew it all your life?
Yeah, ever since I was, when I was born. I was born there. So
you were born and raised, and that's just in your blood. Was there ever a thought that you'd go another direction?
No, never. For what we do, I get to do it all anyway. So I'm an engineer, I'm a mechanic, I'm a farmer, I'm a scientist. So.
And you're doing farming a little different than some of the people around you. Tell us what makes Freedom Foods unique.
What makes Freedom Foods unique is we grow all of your staple produce and specialty produce year-round, 365 days a year.
Which year round, you can still get it local.
Yeah, you can still get it local. You must have buildings and hothouses and all kinds of things on your property.
That's right, we do. We have greenhouses that we grow in the winter. We grow outside throughout the summer. We grow in different areas as far as hydroponics and organic soil beds. So whatever your food preference is as far as produce, we can deliver that to you.
I'm going to tell you something. He delivered a box to me 2 weeks ago. I think it's been 2 weeks because I've been stunned. It's a box filled with peppers. And I mean, the box itself smells incredible and very fresh. He gave me some lettuce. It was just regular. What kind of, was that special lettuce?
That was just a butterhead lettuce.
Lettuce, all washed and cleaned and cut and ready to go in a bag. And it, until this past week, has stayed fresh because I think because it's just because you love it so much. Because it was grown with such love that it outlasted any other lettuce I'll ever have. It was really amazing and so good up until one day.
Well, and Ryan, that brings us to a good question. What is the difference between produce that we're buying in a big box grocery store and produce we're getting from a farmer like you?
Okay, so for instance, Terry's box that I delivered 2 weeks ago, it was harvested that morning or very late the evening before. So it was cut fresh when its sugar bricks and all the nutrient parts of the vegetable are still intact. Now, when you go to a grocery store, let's say in December, the tomatoes, the bell peppers, the things you're getting there are grown in either Mexico or Southern California. So it's on a truck, and not only is it just on a truck for several days, it's also sprayed with a preservative to try to keep it not fresh, but keep it intact until it gets to your door or
to keep it
your
pretty.
Table.
It's just keeping it pretty.
And it's not good. It takes away flavor, texture, aroma. It's just better if you have it harvested the day before or the morning of when you get it.
Nothing like it. There really wasn't anything like it. The cherry tomatoes tasted like they were picked every day that I had them. They tasted like they had just been picked.
Well, and Ryan, I think you bring up a really good point. That produce that we're getting in a store was picked days
yes.
before it arrived, sometimes maybe a week before. So if we're getting produce locally, you know, picked that morning or the evening before, yeah, it is going to last much longer.
It was a surprise to me. It truly was a surprise to me, a great surprise. And I don't know that I'd do it any other way these days.
Right? It just tastes so different. Yep. And you feel healthier eating it that way. And Ryan, how are you getting this food to the customers?
We deliver it ourselves. We have a delivery driver. Some days that's me. And other days it's another lady that works for us. So we have a van and we load up our van. And at Freedom Foods, no one has just a customer number. We know your name. A lot of people would either the first name or last name, whichever it might be, that's on your reusable grocery bag. If you're a Freedom Foods customer, you own your own bag and you own your own spot in the greenhouse, everything.
Wow. And so how do people place their order?
They can go online and choose their level that they want to be at as far as the subscription. Then we contact them directly through either email or phone, whatever their preference might be. And we want them to tell us exactly what they want every week. So that way we're not giving you things that you're never going to use. And let's just say you've got family coming in, the holidays are coming up, and you want a veggie tray. So you want your normal produce, but also you need a few more things. You just let us know. We might package a separate box for you or a bag and send it along.
Wow. I mean, it's really incredible. When did you start the company itself?
2015 was our first year.
And what was the need? Like, what made you take farming in this direction?
Because it was super challenging to be able to do it year-round, and I just liked the challenge. Also, the first thought was we stopped at a Subway and I got tomatoes on my sub sandwich. They were terrible. And I've always loved gardening. So then that's what kind of made I started thinking about it. And that was probably 2014. We gave a real small trial run, gave everything away in our community. And then the next year we built the website and started out this way.
Wow.
You know, you can, money-wise, because, you know, you're still a business and you still have to profit. It's obviously more profitable for you to do it this way than to just head out to farmers markets every weekend, yes?
No, well, the problem with farmers markets, as far as I'm concerned, is I don't have that personal relationship with the customers. And I never know what I'm going to need. And so we did that 1 year and we found a lot of waste and it just wasn't fulfilling. Where when I was packing your box, Stacey, I knew exactly who it was going to. I believe I threw a recipe in.
Yes, you did. And yes, you did, to use the eggplants.
Yeah, that's right. And so I just like that personal touch.
It makes a big difference, too, especially when you're trying to figure out how to not only build a business, but build community at the same time. And were you just doing like corn and soybeans before that? Or what?
That's right. Just corn, soybeans, and wheat. Yep.
Yeah. And talk to us a little bit about that, because when we're driving through Indiana, especially, you know, that's mostly all you see is corns and beans and wheat. And I think a lot of times people who aren't familiar with farming, you know, think that's all you really have anymore. But you're proving us wrong.
Yeah, that's right. And I just love our state of Indiana because we also have Red Gold, the tomato juice supplier. You've seen their trucks and maybe their products in the grocery stores. We grow thousands of acres of tomatoes just south of me. For Red Gold, not we, but mm-hmm. other farmers.
Right.
And there's potatoes in Indiana. There's, you do think about corn and soybeans, a little bit of wheat in Indiana, but there is so much more out there.
Well, and watermelons.
Watermelons,
down
oh, yes.
South, mint up
yep.
north.
Oh, yes, we used to grow mint.
I mean, it's everywhere. Oh, I love
mint.
Mint
was my favorite.
Mint is my favorite, too. I'm wondering how tariffs and things are affecting you right now.
You know, it's tough, but I would say everyone I talk to, and we were at a large farm machinery show last week, and speaking to a lot of people, we know it needs to be done. We do believe it needs to be done. We would rather not have quite so much of a burden, but it is manageable. It's very manageable. We're working through it, and our crop is maybe a bit below average, but it's not a disaster. There's a lot of other places in the Midwest where they're really hurting bad because of the condition of their crop.
Yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, I have to tell you, Ryan, I mean, I live in Hancock County and basically grew up in Henry County, so I was surrounded by farms, and I I purposely live in an area where there are a lot of farms around me, but boy, I'm seeing them sold to developers right and left.
Yeah.
And I worry about the balance. Is it a concern? I mean, I understand the need for more houses and more warehouses and everything, but farmers, I wonder if farmers just aren't cutting it anymore because they can make so much more selling it to developers.
Well, and then, that's definitely going on, but if you're doing that, if you're selling off your farm to developers, your heart wasn't really in the business anyway, and that's probably what you should do. Now, as far as being able to produce enough, and the U.S. produces the majority of the food across the world, we've got so much science behind us to be able to produce far more than what we've ever grown. I remember in 1985, a corn yield would be 160 bushels the acre, and that would have been really good. Now we're seeing yields 280.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? I feel better about that because I keep worrying about the balance and those big farm families that, you know, the younger generation doesn't want to take over. And then being offered so much money, you can't help but turn it away if you do have a farm and you can make so much more money just selling the land. Thank you for that explanation and for that a little bit of confidence and hope, I guess, for farmers around.
Yeah.
I know dairy industry here in Indiana has gone down. The numbers are going down quickly for our dairy farmers. So I'm worried about our farmers.
Well,
but.
And dairy farmers, they've been struggling for years on milk prices and inputs, and they just haven't quite gotten it. Not of anything as that is their fault or anyone else's. They just haven't got quite as efficient as maybe the produce grower or the grain grower are now. So they're working on it. There's a lot of science behind them too. They'll get there, but it's kind of rough, and maybe some of the smaller farmers that are getting up there in age, they're just deciding to quit and not do it anymore.
Well, innovation is a huge part of keeping things going. And Ryan, you are definitely at the forefront of that. For customers who are interested in ordering products from you, how can they get a hold of you?
Go to our website, freedomfoodsindiana.com, and you can email us. My cell phone is on there. If you have any questions, you want to talk directly to the person that has their hands on your product, you can talk to me. I love to talk about vegetables, produce, and everything like that. So.
Well, and tell us a few of the things that you're growing. What can people expect when they go to your website?
Oh, well, there's over 50 different products right now, but...
50! Over, yeah, 50 over 50 different products things, you can get right here locally in Indiana, Terry.
I love it. Indiana original Farmer Ryan is what we call him from Freedom Foods. And again, I highly recommend him. You know, I really do. And the great work that they're doing, he with his family on that beautiful farm. Mel McMahon, if anybody'd like more information about you...
IndianaOriginals.com.
That's it. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, see you next week. Today's top stories are next. 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.